Current State on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. More than half of all college graduates are women, yet the shortage of women in some professions is still notably less. That fact is what gave birth to STEMinists, Michigan Women in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. That's a new exhibit opening this week at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in Lansing. STEMinists profiles women who have become successful in various STEM fields. Emily Fiegel joins me to talk about the exhibit. Emily is the curator of STEMinists and the assistant director of the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in Lansing. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by one of those women profiled in the exhibit, Dr. Elizabeth Simmons, a physicist at Michigan State University and the dean of Lyman Briggs College. Welcome to Current State.
Glad to be here.
So, Emily, how challenging was it to find women to profile?
You know, we went back and forth on how we wanted to do this exhibit, whether we wanted to take a more historical perspective and look at sort of pioneers in the fields, or if we wanted to look at more contemporary women. And we chose the contemporary path because ultimately our goal is to inspire girls to approach these professions and pursue them. So we thought that they might identify more with some contemporary figures. It got challenging to find the women. We had to network a lot with different women's organizations to find them. But, you know, they are out there and they are at the tops of their fields, and it was a pleasure to talk with them.
How compelling is the data regarding women in the STEM fields? Do we know? Do we have numbers?
It's a popular area for research right now, so we do have numbers. In areas such as biological sciences or social sciences, women are definitely on the rise in those fields, but in things that we consider hard sciences, they're not climbing as quickly. Areas like computer science, the numbers have actually, they increased post-Title IX in the late 70s, and they're decreasing and holding steady at this point. So in some areas, it is growing, but not across the board.
Elizabeth Simmons, how does it feel to be profiled at the Hall of Fame in this way?
Well, it's a real honor, and it's very exciting. I was thrilled when Emily contacted me.
Give us your own view as to why the STEM fields are underrepresented, just from your own experience.
So I think there are a couple of factors. One is because there are few women, and in the physical sciences, you're less likely to have a teacher who's a woman, less likely to see role models, and that makes it harder to imagine yourself as a future physicist or mathematician.
Okay.
But I think the other thing is that in the physical sciences, we haven't done as good a job of explaining what you do with that career and how it can benefit humankind and benefit the world. When someone's studying biology, they know, I could become a doctor, I could try to cure cancer. They can imagine themselves helping humanity. And a lot of young women want to have a kind of career where they know that they will help people. And in the physical sciences, we haven't made clear, how does having a physics or engineering degree really help you help people?
And do we pay a societal price for this?
Absolutely, because we lose lots of talented people.
Yeah.
And there are jobs going wanting because they can't find the people who are needed. And if more women were studying, that would be more people studying and getting those degrees and then taking those jobs.
From your own experience, Elizabeth, what kind of roadblocks did you encounter specifically because you're a woman?
So when I was in high school and through college, I certainly encountered people who simply didn't believe that a girl or a woman could study these fields successfully. And I had people tell me that. I had people not take me seriously, try to flirt with me instead of teaching me, all these sorts of things all the way along the line, from teaching fellows to some teachers. And that was really sad because I just wanted to learn the material. But I also encountered some wonderful people who were very supportive, both men and women. And that really helped me keep going.
How do the young women that you meet in your role at Lyman Briggs differ from you and your peers from decades ago? I mean, do they face similar challenges, or do they face a host of new different ones?
I think that the overt discrimination and the overt sexism is a lot less nowadays. So they come in with more confidence that they can go in and be taken seriously and they can succeed. And that's just a huge boost. There's still not as many classmates, fellow classmates who are women when they're looking around to do problem sets with people. But at least there are a lot more women in the class, so they know they're not the only one in the classroom. So I think that helps them have a more conducive environment. And there are more women professors. They won't look and see, oh, none of the professors in this department are women. They'll say, okay, there are a few, and I can go talk to them. And that really helps.
I'm so intrigued in your role as just that generational difference, how you must encounter much younger women. And you say, you know, that was me 30 years ago, or look at how different their challenges are from the challenges that I face. That must be such an interesting window on this whole process.
It absolutely is. I knew women a few years older than me in college who had been the only woman in the class, so no women in their study group. We always formed study groups, and I was in one that was half men, half women. This was a revolution. A few years later, there was an all-woman, four-person study group. That was mind-boggling that could even exist for me. And now I think for many, there's much less of an issue with that. They know if they want to study with other women, they can do that. Those other women are there. And so just knowing that there are other people, I think, really helps.
STEMinists is the new exhibit just about to open at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame on Malcolm X in Lansing. It's Michigan Women in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and we're talking to Emily Fiegel of the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame and Dr. Elizabeth Simmons, who is one of the women profiled in the exhibit. She is a physicist at Michigan State University. Emily, tell us more about some of the other women you profile.
We drew women from all areas of STEM. So we have engineers. We have, for example, the chief engineer for the Mackinac Bridge is a woman. So we interviewed her as a civil engineer. We interviewed Lisa Drake, who's the first female chief engineer at Ford Motor Company. We have mathematicians, several here from MSU. A former actuary who is now president and CEO of the Accident Fund in Lansing. Just so many women. We also interviewed some women that are from Michigan originally, such as Dr. Paula Hammond, who's now a chemical engineer at MIT in Massachusetts and doing amazing things with nanotechnology. So we tried to focus on a lot of the hot areas in their fields too, mm-hmm. You know, exciting things that women and girls can feel inspired to work on.
So much of this is just enabling younger people to see examples, just the example that other people set. That is still a very powerful thing, correct?
Yes, that's exactly it. And we focus on that every day at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. One of the things we love to say is, if you can see it, you can be it.
Yeah.
One of the major issues with girls in these areas is that nobody encourages them or even talks to them about what this is. If you ask any girl, you know, what is an engineer, they're probably not going to have a clue what an engineer actually does. And so we want to tell them what they do and show how creative and, you know, diverse these fields are. And there's just such potential for anything that girl or woman is interested in. They can find a way to do that through these STEM fields.
These are demanding fields. I mean, many young men face serious challenges in these fields as well. Are they just profoundly different kinds of challenges? Or what, Elizabeth?
I think part of it is a matter of how we're conditioned to respond to stress. I mean, young men are perhaps taught to respond to stress by putting on a bit of bravado and saying, well, the problem isn't with me, it's maybe the test was a bit unfair. And young women, you see, will instead say, oh, I must not be smart enough if I didn't do well on the test. Same test, maybe they got the same score, but they'll react differently. But I think that the more that both the young men and young women just get more mentoring and more chances to try out actual science instead of only doing homework and problem sets and so on, the more they can really honestly evaluate how well they're doing and mm-hmm. learn how to persist.
Emily, what else is at the Hall of Fame?
We have a lot of great things going on. As well as opening the new exhibit on Thursday, we are unveiling the plaques for the 2012 Michigan Women Hall of Fame inductees. And we have a small exhibit called Not Just a Man's War on Michigan Women During the Civil War. And we have an art exhibit as well by Valeria Davis called My Journey. It's amazing contemporary work. So we have a lot of different things going on. It is Women's History Month, and so we are busy, busy, busy at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. And we're celebrating that this Thursday.
STEMinists, Michigan Women in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math opens this week at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in Lansing. Again, it is a Women's History Month reception and a Hall of Fame induction 5 to 7 on Thursday. The reception is free and open to the public, and the exhibit continues through next February there on Malcolm X near downtown Lansing. Emily Fiegel and Elizabeth Simmons, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.